Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Are you guys ready to scrub in?
Yeah, it's been so long since the gang's been together.
It really has.
I know.
Scrubbing in with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Do you think that when a year comes up since we've won the People's Choice Award, that it'll be time to shoot for the next goal and but, take that off of the intro?
Oh, because there'll be another one that has won the latest People's Choice Award for podcasts
right,
of the year?
Yeah.
Perhaps, but we're still winners eternity.
I know.
We're like on
they,
the list.
Like they can't take away our win, right. But do we
take it out of the intro?
Yeah.
No.
I do think it gets sad at a certain point.
I know, like we, it's like
oh, right.
You're reliving past drama.
Okay, maybe a year. We'll get rid of it in a year.
Okay, so the next People's Choice Awards,
yeah,
you'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
When were they? January or December?
November.
Oh gosh,
it's really coming up. Anyways, hi everybody. We're scrubbing in. I would just like to say the gang is all here. We have Easton. Woo! We have Mark. Woo! Woo! We have Danielle.
Woo!
We have Tanya.
Woo!
And we have me.
Woo!
Mark,
yes?
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. It was Saturday. And thank you to all the scrubbers that commented on the Facebook page. And some tweeted me. And I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Did you have a great day?
I had a pretty good day. I had a nice day. It was a good day. Solid. I went on a nice hike, actually. I didn't mention that when you were asking me beforehand. I went on a very nice hike.
Got some hot. Fresh air. It's so hot.
It was hot, but I was good. I had a lot of energy that day for some reason. Some days I feel like I'm just slogging through Jell-O. You know, you just don't have the energy. I had really good
birthday.
Energy on Saturday. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was what that was. And then we went and got pizza and wings, and I watched some baseball, and I love that. And then Sunday we saw Toy Story 4, which is fantastic, by the way.
I love that in your birthday post, they put like pies in your little happy birthday.
People did put pies.
Yeah, I was like,
so I had cherry pie here, and then I had a blueberry pie at home. And now Tanya just brought me key lime pie and strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah. Key lime pie is the jam.
I had lost about 10 pounds since my physical in February because my doctor told me I was fat. And so I've lost 10 pounds and it's all back on and more, I think, from this weekend.
But you went on a hike, so you balanced
the hike. The hike balanced out the pizza Saturday night.
Oh.
Nothing has balanced out any of these pies yet.
Oh.
Well.
Water.
Hydrate. It's your birthday weekend. Like you, it's just you have to like put that to the side.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We actually talked about that. Your family has like specific nights for specific meals. Yeah. And I was just
wondering. You guys talking about that.
Yeah. I was just wondering, like, is it stay the same weekly?
Yeah, it does. Oh. But it's not like I have a lot of like rules and structure and order to my life, but that's not this. I mean, it works for me and I love it because of that, because I thrive on that. On a certain structure and routine. But I think it's just for my wife, it's easy to remember, like when she makes the list on Monday and she goes to Trader Joe's, Monday is breakfast for dinner. Mm-hmm. We have eggs and
love
potatoes.
Love that. I love breakfast.
Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. Wednesday's a bit of a wild card, but lately it's been chicken patty on a bun. Brooklyn is now a vegetarian, my youngest. And so that's changed that a little bit, but that's been pretty easy because you can just get her a veggie patty.
Right.
Thursday is pizza, but it's Trader Joe's pizza and she dresses it up a bit.
Uh-huh.
Friday is usually noodles of some sort of pasta. Saturday we go out.
Uh-huh.
Sunday's a wild card.
Wow. So that is such a thrill. Saturday and Sundays are thrillers.
The problem is with me, and I'm not like some old school guys, like, you know, I need my dinner at a certain time and I need it to be this or whatever, but like I look forward to it all day long.
Right.
So all day today I'm thinking about eggs, whatever. So when something happens, like one of the kids gets hung up at a rehearsal or something like that, and then we end up not having what is on the dry erase board for that day, I'm like, oh, I wanted the eggs tonight.
You know, that would solve a lot of my problems because I spent a long time on Saturday trying to decide what I wanted to order on Postmates.
Yes.
And if I had had my routine, I'd been like...
I hate making decisions.
Me too.
The fewer I have to make, the better.
And like, I feel like when I'm that hungry, I just feel so overwhelmed because I want everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like already panicked because it was going to take, you know, 30 to 40 minutes on the app. I knew if I just got in my car, I would solve the problem, but I didn't want to get in my car. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I have the same breakfast and lunch every day. And that's why. Because if I had just the whole world of lunch, there's so many restaurants around here and Whole Foods and everything. Yeah. I would get horrible stuff every day, horrible for me. And I would be paralyzed with indecision. It would be such a stressful thing.
I could lose weight if I got on a schedule like that.
You would, if you eat the same thing every day, it's good. I've heard
that.
I kind of eat this.
I eat like pretty much the same thing.
Okay, but you eat like a rabbit too. Like you eat rabbit food.
That's true. But that's why, like on the weekends, I'm like, oh, there's just like when I go somewhere, I'm like, oh, a plethora. What do I do? Yeah, like, But I enjoy it. I like eating the same version of things.
Y'all are similar though.
That's true.
You love a routine.
We're cancers. What can we say?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask. So y'all are both cancers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you felt. I don't know when it began or when.
We were both pre-Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like a little bit cuspy.
Are you
cuspier than I am?
Cuspier. Yeah.
I don't know traits of a Leo, but I feel like what I know of a Cancer.
I know. I'm a very like I am Cancer through and through. But Leos are like a little. They're Leos are leaders.
I feel like you're a leader. My rising or like moon or something, I don't know. I don't follow this strongly, is a Cancer or is in Cancer or something. So that's why I'm a more sensitive Scorpio compared to most Scorpios.
I wonder if that's why we get along so well.
It might be actually.
Is that where the moon was the moment you were born? Is that the idea behind your rising moon?
No, Mark, I don't know much about
this. I know, I'm not very educated on the rising. I'm not educated on that whole other side of it, too. Like, I just like the straightforward zodiac. Whoa.
That's wild that it's two Cancers and two Scorpios on this show.
Oh, I just said I do know a male Scorpio, but you don't come across as a Scorpio either.
Do I?
You're right.
It
might lie beneath the surface. Like mine, the darkness is beneath.
Well, this seems like a natural transition, and you wanted to talk about that app that Channing Tatum was talking about.
I had two natural transitions, but that seems the most natural at this point. So I didn't see the Channing Tatum thing.
So Channing Tatum over the weekend went on this like rant on Instagram, and I was looking for my trending reports yesterday, and this was like everywhere. Everybody was talking about it. He went on Instagram complaining about this app. It's called The Pattern, and he was like, people of The Pattern, how do you know so much? Because it was so accurate to like him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, how do you know so much about me? I was in a therapy session the other day, and then boom, like alert came up the next day using the exact same words from my therapy session. Like, are you listening to me? Like, blah, blah. So much so that it caused the app to like crash. It like crashed.
People were downloading
it. So then I went and I was like, somebody was telling me about this app like recently, and then I remembered it was you.
Yeah.
And how like insanely accurate it was.
So my friend Sierra, not our lovely Sierra here, but another Sierra, told me about it. And she was like, it's really accurate. And I really don't follow a lot of this stuff, like the astrology. Like, I think it's fun and everything, but I don't put too much weight into it. But I downloaded the pattern, and what popped up that day specifically was so accurate to my personality. And it was like, you have struggled with finding your identity outside of how you were raised. And like, it was like mind blowing. It was like this weird thing. So then I check it the other day, and I've kind of been going through this thing where I've been, I think I talked about it a little bit, like how I've always pleased people and all that stuff. And figuring out like what my own path is and like being able to decide for myself rather than focusing on what other people want. And just for an example, this is mine today. It says, because you're so agreeable, you can disappear in other people without realizing it. If you're unable to embrace your idealistically romantic nature, you may lose yourself emotionally in others. Weird.
It is weird.
And so basically you put in like your name, the day you were born, what time you were born.
And where, like what city.
And what city.
Yeah. And it like generates like all, mine was shocking too. Like about like my like relationship fears and like my destiny. I was like, whoa.
I have a question from a non-active astrology point of view.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you go on here and you put all your stuff in it, and it describes you to a T. Unbelievably accurate.
Yeah.
How does that help you? What is the advantage of that?
That's just feeling understood. Just feeling understood, Mark.
Literally, there's no help. It's just, yeah, feeling seen or heard or like,
well,
or like what you're thinking in your head is like valid almost,
uh-huh.
If that makes sense.
I guess.
It kind of gives like advice in that situation, like what you could expect or what you might like, what you might feel in your relationship or your friendships or your work environment, and say, like, how to handle it type thing, like, or be prepared for this because this mm-hmm. might be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it explains, sometimes for me, it explains it in ways I can't even explain. Like, I'm like, I've been feeling this way and I don't know how to verbalize it. And then it just verbalizes it for me, which is crazy.
Yeah, okay. That's actually very, it's similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cosine.
Thank you, Becca.
But anyways, it is interesting that you asked that, because has it helped me clear anything? No. Do I feel weirdly understood by an app? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I did too. Like, I had this sense of like, oh my gosh.
The
because I,
gets
yeah,
me.
I've been in my feels in my head too lately. Having some things happening in my head and like really just like going at it inward.
Well, good. I'm glad you found this, because I was like, oh, this sounds great. I should get this. I should download it and see how accurate. And then I realized, well, what if it is accurate? So what? I guess I just don't see that like you guys see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad you're happy.
Don't ruin this for us.
Yeah, don't ruin this for us.
I didn't mean to do that.
It is funny because I read it while, so I went to Mexico with this company called Revolve, and it was my first one, and these trips are like these like
that was your first one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like these huge influencer trips where they bring girls and basically just party and take photos and videos. And I felt so overwhelmed.
Like a fire festival.
But it's organized.
Okay.
Yeah. And successful. But I felt like totally overwhelmed because all of these girls are walking around with like literally perfect bodies and like,
yeah,
they know what they're doing. They're confident in like the fact that that's what they're there to do type thing. And I just felt totally overwhelmed. I was like, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel myself. And I read my pattern during the time. And it made me feel understood.
No, but it's so funny. I was having this exact same like thing happening to me, not in Mexico, like while I was here.
Uh-huh.
And I think like I love social media, and I think it's such a great place. It's like built a community of people, and I find it to be really great. And then I started really thinking about it. I had like a very interesting weekend where I was just like, I mean, I had my first panic attack ever or anxiety attack ever. And so I've been like really just doing like a lot of like self-reflecting and just figuring out like what's going on in my head. And I think like I was like looking at social media and I was like, you're constantly, it's people's It is. I know everybody says that, but it's like their highlight reels. But it's like people are constantly posting like their accolades and their accomplishments. And even if you're just like killing it and just like going in, doing your job and things like that, like you still don't feel like you're doing enough because you're looking at everybody's accomplishments and things that they're being asked to speak at that you're not being asked to speak at. And like all of these things that like I guess I didn't notice that it was unintentionally affecting me. Because I would see it as like motivation and inspiration and like such a great place. But then I think like I kind of flipped the switch on it and I was like, oh my gosh, this might be where a little bit of like my anxiety attack came from.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never have anxiety and I've never had an attack, but I did have this moment of being like, why am I like all of this has stemmed from essentially Instagram, social media. And I was like, why am I not just focusing on how awesome it is to be here and how cool it is to meet other people in the same world and focus on that instead of being like, I'm not good enough or I'm not like as skinny or, you know, like it was this weird moment of being like, why am I being a baby about this and not just being like, this is so awesome that I got invited and get to be around all these cool people and like focus on that aspect instead of being like, all like weaselly and like scared.
Totally. But don't you think all of them are feeling that to some degree? Like, I don't know what it's like to be a bikini model.
I'm not a bikini model. That was the problem, Mark.
But no, but that's what I'm saying is, don't you think they're intimidated by you? Oh my gosh, it's Becca Tilly from The Bachelor and she's gorgeous and blah, blah, blah. And then they're all thinking that when they look at each other, like, oh my gosh, oh, her legs are perfect and my knees are so knobby or whatever it is.
Right.
Like, don't we all have things we hate about our bodies?
Yeah.
And aren't all of those people in Mexico feeling that? Not all the people in Mexico, but all the people you were with in Mexico feeling the same way as you were feeling?
I mean, I'm sure, but it's like no one talks about it. And so then it's like everyone's just in their head struggling with it on their own. But Tanya and I talked about it, and it's this weird balance of going, social media has two purposes, and that's either to make you feel amazing and like the greatest thing in the world or to make you feel like you're nothing or like not good enough. And it's this... I don't think I've ever felt this in between. I mean, I'm one or the other where I'm like, oh, things are great. I'm so grateful. This is awesome. Or I'm like, I'm not good enough. Why am I doing this?
But look at this picture of you on like a canoe or something.
Yeah, I
like,
was so angry that day and I did not feel cute. I was yelling at
Allie. That's an intimidating photo, I think, for a lot of people.
Oh, I'm just saying. The reality is that
I know, it's like the picture, but then there's the story behind the picture.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I should post a video because I'm like rowing, I'm kayaking and Allie's filming me. And I'm like, why are you here? Like, you're supposed to help me and you're not helping me. Like, why did you come on this trip?
Right.
And I'm laughing, but I'm like, I was so frustrated. And then it's funny because I haven't even thought that no one even
knows
realize that when they look at that photo.
Yeah, I have to say, and I actually am here to say I would love to get this girl on our podcast. I follow her. Her name's Mick Zazen. She's a blogger and she is stunning, by the way. She posts these just, they're just her. They're unedited, raw, her body, her embracing it. And like, there's photos of her with like really bad razor burn bumps and like just photos of like her cellulite. And like, she says things like 91% of women are displeased with their bodies. 91% of women are displeased with their bodies. And she just posts these photos that are just so raw and real. And I'm like, so here for it. I'm obsessed with her. And I would just love to hear like, why she felt the need to do this, because there isn't obviously a need for this, you know? And if it's hard, you know what I mean? Like, if it's hard to be this vulnerable on social media.
Well, I think it's hard even just like knowing that there's an app that can smooth your cellulite and posting knowing that you could hide that easily. It is like I talked about this recently, but it's weird because in this generation or this time we're in now, that's considered brave, which is like sad because we all
I'm just posting like regular photos.
Yeah, posting something without editing is like, wow, that's so brave and vulnerable. And it's like, it's what we look like.
I know, it shouldn't be
brave,
but it's gone so far from that, you know. I've just been like having like all the things, literally all the feels. I think it does come from like, and Becca gets like this too, like around my birthday I really start to like reflect and just like go into like, I think that I've been feeling like I've just been like letting people down in my life, and because I can't be 100% 100% of the time to 100% of the people in my life.
And friends of yours?
Friends, family. Like, I feel like I don't see my family enough and they're always wanting to do stuff and I can't. And then like, I just, and like little things with friends and like big things. And I just feel like I'm like letting, even this morning, I like didn't have a report and I was like, oh my God, I'm letting down Mark at my job. And like, you know what I mean? Like, but it's, it all snowpiled. And I just had this like breakdown where I was like, I feel like I'm really like at a point in my life where I'm trying to take a little bit more time for like, for me and figuring out things with like myself and diving into new relationships and repairing other relationships. And like, I can't, I'm like, I feel like I can't stretch myself far enough. And I like literally had this like breakdown. Like,
where were you?
I was at my house and I texted Becca and I was like, cause I know you struggle. I like don't have anxiety. That's like the craziest thing. Like when I started like getting back in my faith, like it was really crazy because it just really took all my anxiety away because I was like coming from a place of peace and like stepping in faith and like not, I don't know, like anxiety just like really went away for a really long time. And I was like, texted Becca and I was like, have you ever had an anxiety attack before? Because I think I'm having one right now because like my heart was beating so fast and like I couldn't control my thoughts. It was like so scary.
Yeah, I've heard, I mean, I've heard, I have a lot of people in my life who have like regular anxiety attacks. And even just I had one night in Mexico where I drank more than I've drank in a long time, and the next day I literally everything, I was like, I'm horrible at my job, I'm horrible like am I where I'm supposed to be, like I went through this whole thing. And then I was talking to Allie about it and she was like, yeah, I get like that every time I drink. And I was like, I cannot imagine. So when you text me, it was weird because it was very timely, because I don't normally, unless the sad part is that it's mostly revolved around social media stuff, and but that's work stuff for me. But I haven't had like an actual attack, but even just the anxiety in general was enough that I really felt for you. And I didn't know, I don't know what you do. I told you like the best thing, what I would do, but
I literally called my doctor. I went to my doctor's office because I was like, I feel like my heart, like this is not normal. Like I'm like scared something's gonna happen to my heart. Like it was that scary.
Yeah,
it was so wild. And it, like all, it's like all mind stuff. Like it was all in my head. And I like literally put, like I did actually go to my doctor, but by the time I actually got there, I'd like listen to worship music and like really just like prayed about it. And like that, and it ultimately like calmed me down. So by the time I got to my doctor's office,
you were signed up for a B12 shot.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to get a B12 shot while I'm here.
Make my time worth it. Well, it's funny because do you remember the last podcast I was saying like, how I've been such a people pleaser my whole life, and you're like, I'm the opposite. Like, I could use a little more of that.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it happened. Like, you were like, I care so much about, like, the time I'm giving to people and, like, pleasing people, essentially. So it's kind of weird that...
It's weird because I don't feel that need to, like, strangers. Do you know what I mean? Like, if people are talking about me on social media or, like, leaving nasty comments, that doesn't totally...
Right.
Like...
Yeah.
It's more like the, like... my core people in my life, if I can't give 100% all the way around, like I feel like I'm failing and I literally feel like I'm drowning right now.
But you're like 50% is most people's like 100%. So just keep that in mind. Like you giving 50% to people, they were like, wow, Tawny's giving me everything she's got. So like, don't put that much pressure on yourself.
Thank you.
We need to talk about, speaking of you and your life and the time that you have to allot. Dr. Screen Time, we've not really addressed yet on this show. We've addressed it on the Seacrest show, and that's where he came up with the name Dr. Screen Time.
Which I love, by the way.
So we'll get to that in a minute. But first, while we're on the subject of looking good and feeling good, we should talk about BioClarity.
Well, BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. So what healthy eating does for your body... Oh, mark this down.
Yeah.
Body. Beck and I are going to switch diets.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
BioClarity does for your face.
So what healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face.
Exactly. Fantastic. Their skincare line offers easy to use routines with good for you ingredients that give you great skin. So I use the clear skin routine. It's for combination oily and breakout prone skin. It's a 3-step regimen. It gets rid of breakouts, clears and calms your skin, and it's packed full of detoxifying nutrients. It also includes a super special ingredient found in only BioClarity, Floralux, and it's made from the chlorophyll from plants. And it comes with everything you need to get clear, glowing skin without over drying. It also helps with redness, hyperpigmentation, and evens out skin tone and texture. I also love the way that I like BioClarity's smell because it doesn't have a fragrance, which is like my jam right now. Because fragrance to me equals chemicals.
Fragrance to me equals breakouts.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I have horrible hyperpigmentation. I don't know if it came with age or what, but this like being in the sun and the heat like really makes it flare up. So these
what does that do? How does it manifest itself?
It's like dark spots on my face, like dark patches. Mm-hmm. It happened, I think it came a few years ago. I had like a horrible time with acne. And ever since then, I mean, the acne's gone, which is great. But I do have hyperpigmentation, which is, it's so annoying because it's hard to cover. It makes it hard to like not wear makeup because I look like I have a mustache sometimes. Mm. but what we love about BioClarity is that their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free, and it's 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. Get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com, and right now for our listeners, you will save 40% on skincare routines plus an additional 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal. But you have to enter our code Becca at checkout. So go to BioClarity.com and get 40% off of skincare routines plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use our code Becca at checkout.
And while we're here, how about Rothy's?
Rothy's. Do we love Rothy's or do we love Rothy's?
L-O-V-E love.
I mean, we have talked about this brand before, but basically they are the queens and kings of making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles, which is awesome.
Awesome.
But on top of that, they're insanely comfortable and machine washable.
Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish and versatile, and they go with everything from, you can put them with yoga pants, dresses, skirts. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in four different silhouettes. They're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a pair or two or three that you love. They launch new colors and patterns every few weeks, and they sell out constantly. I happen to love my camo ones. I mean, I just love camo, but I really love my camo Rothy's personally. And then Rothy's also come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risks, no worries, no reason not to try them.
And Rothy's are manufactured in a zero-waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging. These are feel-good flats in more ways than one. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/Becca. Go to Rothy's.com/Becca to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothy's.com/Becca today.
All right, so Dr. Screen Time.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to talk about this.
here's all I know, is you met this guy, and he doesn't live in Los Angeles, which I'm really getting a little tired of.
I know.
A lot of people in Southern California, 11 million in the city. Anyway.
Love sees no walls.
Okay. And so you had no choice but to FaceTime him, but you did a first date FaceTime.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that if they haven't heard that on the Seacrest Show.
Okay. So here's the thing. I met this dude, doesn't live here. We kept talking. We were just like constantly talking. And he's like, you know what? I'd love to like take you to dinner and go on a date. But I don't live there. And I was like, why don't we improvise? When I tell you, like at first, like I told Becca and I was like, I'm a little bit nervous because I'm like, do I do it on my phone? Do I do it on my computer? Well, obviously, computer was the move. I had like Easton. I literally like made sure with Easton how to like set it up on my computer. Like I like fully like was ready for this. And I made sure I had it like set up to where I have like nice lighting in my apartment, like on my face. Like I was like ready. We got the exact same bottle of wine.
I do like that part. That's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. We got the exact same bottle of wine. So we just sat there like, and it was so cute because right before he was supposed to call, he texted me and he was like, picking you up in 5.
Wow.
It's so cute.
And cheesy. And so Tanya.
So Tanya. I was like, are you my dream man? we started FaceTiming. We were like cheersing, like drinking our wine and like 6 hours go by.
I cannot.
Becca was texting me during the entire time, being like, I need to know how it went. And I was like, still on. And then I think towards like the end, I don't even know what time it was, like midnight or something. I sent her a picture of this FaceTime. I was like, we're still talking. I'll text you when we're done. She's like, still?
It was like midnight at that point.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. I know you love to FaceTime, but that is a long
time. I couldn't do it.
I know.
Couldn't do that. Even a face-to-face conversation would be tough for 6 hours. I feel like, let's go up and let's go do something.
The crazy thing is, it was like getting to like 1 a.m. and we were both like, okay, we need to go to sleep. But we like didn't want to hang up. So we like brought our computers up and like got ready for like brushed my teeth and like took my makeup off. And like, it was so sweet.
But you went away to go to the bathroom, right? You didn't do that?
Yeah.
I did not. She brought the squatty potty out.
Yeah.
Wow. So that was number one.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is like, I encourage people, if you meet somebody and they don't happen to like, it's not convenient, it doesn't mean it can't happen.
Okay, but nothing's happened yet. Like, let's not say there's like some happy ending.
No, here. I'm not saying, but
Tanya's engaged.
I think a good date is a happy ending.
It is, but think to yourself right now, wherever you are listening to this and whatever time it is, think of what time it's going to be in 6 hours and imagine having a conversation with one person on FaceTime for that long. Like, it's 11:40 a.m. here. So, Becca, you're going to start a FaceTime conversation. Around 6 o'clock this evening, you're going to finally hang up the phone.
Mark, you know I'd be like, the clock hits 12 and I'm like, it's time to,
yep,
time
20
to
minutes.
Say goodbye.
Yep. I can barely get Becca to stay on FaceTime with me for like half an hour if I'm lucky.
She'll go, I need to talk to you. And so I'm like, oh my God, it's urgent. And then I answer and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, can you call me? I don't want to have to hold the phone up.
So yeah,
okay,
it was really
good.
Okay,
there was another one.
Yes, there was another one that was a little shorter.
Hold on. So when you got up and moved around, did you just pick up your laptop and you're just holding it like?
Yeah, yep. Just bringing it around. Yay, yep.
Okay, go on.
The second date was shorter, tad shorter.
How long was that one?
I think 3 hours.
Okay, that's substantial.
Yeah, they've all been no less than like 3 hours.
And then there was a third one over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Also 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, 3 hours is a very long
it's
time.
Endless. Seriously.
I literally think 3 hours is the most I've ever done. And it was like, that was a long.
If I'm going to see a movie and I find it's 3 hours, I'm like, no, I can't. I got other things in my life.
But he must be a great conversationalist.
He must. He must know how to keep that going. He must have a lot of questions for you.
I mean,
does he ask a lot of questions? That's important.
Yeah, I think we both do. I think we're both just like curious about each other. And like the crazy thing is I still have so many more things that I want to ask him about. But the conversation just flows so well when we're talking that I don't get to the things that I want to ask him about. Does that make sense?
After a total of 12 hours, you still have a lot
of questions?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Can you share some of those that you still have? Like, well, what are we getting into? Like,
lots of things. But I will say that, no, I have a notes page started on him.
Oh, my God.
You know, I love my notes pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he know about the notes page?
I don't know. Actually,
he will.
Is there anything on the notes page that could be shared with us, or is it all very personal stuff that would give it away or would be a breach of confidentiality?
There's like just generic stuff on there. Like, I want to remember like his family's names.
That's good.
And where they live and things like that. His love languages.
Oh my God.
Gotta remember these things. Yeah. So I have his top 2 love languages.
What are they?
Quality time and words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's workable, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because like quality time.
Some quality FaceTime.
Wow. Quality time with words. That's all you've got.
Yeah.
What are your love languages?
Acts of service. That's like my number one.
It's tough. It's going to be, well, I think like the cute, like getting the same wine and everything. Is that considered an act of service?
I guess. I mean, that's the best you could do in long distance, I guess.
Or like if he sent you something, is that a gift or is that an act of service?
That's an act of service. That's a good move.
That, if you're listening, Dr. Screen Time, that is a good move. Healthy foods only.
I hope he doesn't listen.
Edible arrangements. No chocolate.
Again, we've been through this so many times, but why wouldn't he listen? Like, I feel like if I had a chance, somebody was going to talk about me that I was interested in romantically, I'd want to hear what they're saying about me.
Because, same. Really?
I would be on that so fast.
So fast. And by the way, the entire length of this podcast is like 10% of one of your conversations. He can find time to listen to it.
Yeah. I do. Tanya was like, is there a BevMo near us? And I was like,
I don't know why. And she's like, well, we're drinking the same wine, so I have to find a specific wine.
I would just get mine at like Trader Joe's or Gelson's. Yeah, but like, I never go to...
But do you go to BevMo?
Sure went to BevMo. Wow.
Nice. Did he pick the wine or did you pick the wine?
He did.
Is he a wine guy? Does he know his wine?
Yeah, and I don't. Like, I like know what I like, but I don't, you know.
What did you like?
Yeah. I like Cab.
Did you get tipsy at all?
Slightly, but like, I'm not like chugging the bottle. You know what I mean?
I would have been chugging the bottle for 6 hours.
I know.
Chugging.
I told you about that story about me in college once, right?
No.
You didn't hear the story?
No. Please share.
This is a delight. You've heard this story.
I don't know. Go ahead.
So my college boyfriend at the time, shocking. Well, we weren't long distance, but
is this the big one? The guy?
No. This is like somebody that I dated like briefly, but we were like going to have phone sex. And so,
oh yeah, I know this story.
It was the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I drank, one of my, all my like girlfriends like at U of A were like, just like to have some wine to like ease the, it's like, cause it's awkward, you know, it's our first time ever doing that. Ended up drinking the entire bottle of wine before we had the call. I got so sick, I vomited the whole bottle of wine in the toilet before he even called. I completely missed the call. Never had it.
Because you were vomiting or because you passed out?
I was vomiting.
Wow. And you had to let him know what had occurred?
Uh-huh. And then it was like so embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm just picturing drunk Tanya on this FaceTime call. Like, okay, here we go. Hour 5. Wait, well, how do you spell your brother's name? Tick, 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 tick.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I think that now when I eat any first date, I just try and keep it to like a drink or two.
That's safe.
It's very safe.
I would say that is a smart decision for you.
Thank you.
Wow. This is so exciting. Yeah. I feel like you're very excited.
Well, I mean, the biggest excitement is that he may be coming to town.
Yeah.
Dr. Screen Time's coming to town.
So will his name still be Dr. Screen Time?
Yeah. Has to be.
He'll talk to you on FaceTime for a quarter of a day.
Wait, there's something to this.
I've heard that song before. Well, do you have plans? Like, what are y'all gonna do if he comes into town?
He has said that he's already started planning stuff.
He's planning stuff.
Yeah.
And you're home turf.
Yeah.
I kind of respect that.
I know. It's really cute. I'm really excited. And can you tell?
It's today's Monday, so it's not this coming weekend. It's the following weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm unfortunately going to be out of town.
Oh,
I know.
You may have to cancel that.
I know. I'm like, might have to postpone.
I know.
I'll be here some of the time he's here.
Okay. Yeah, he'll be here for a minute.
Checking my words, everything you say. I'm like, don't give anything.
No, you're good.
We have a full weekend together.
Yeah.
And Tanya's been gussying up her apartment, preparing for this, because she has a patio that there was nothing on. So she's been creating a patio.
Yeah. I just like, I started from the bottom of like my, and I just kind of like stopped. And I never really had, and now I'm here. I never really had, I'm not like one to really go on my patio really. And then I was like, you know, it might be kind of fun to like at night have
a glass of wine.
Yeah. And so yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to like get this thing moving. It's been a process.
So he's coming over.
Coming over.
Wow. It's exciting.
Is it going to be weird?
I don't.
It might be awkward at first.
So here's the thing. I had this like debate in my head, but I was like, I'm at this point where like everything just feels so like it really feels so natural with him that I'm like, I think I'll be bummed if he's here and not like hanging out with me all the time. Is that weird?
Oh, so you're saying you want to spend as much time with him as possible while he's here?
Yeah.
Like you'll be upset if you don't.
I think so. And also like, this is our time to really get to know each other. You know what I mean? Like,
here's the thing. You'll know within in like 30 minutes if it's like this is a bust or not.
I don't think so either.
You'll spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
I don't know how it could be like I don't know how it could be bad unless he like had horrendous like body odor or something.
Right. True. True. True.
Could be breath issues.
Oh, breath.
Could be breath issues.
But solvable.
But then I'll be like,
brishes.
Take a mint.
Brishes. So is he staying with you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
I don't know. That seems fast to me. But you don't want a time on the 24-hour clock where you're not at least connected to him somehow.
No, I don't. No, not that. But it's like almost also what am I looking for here? I'm looking for a partner. So why not try?
But doesn't that advocate doing... I feel like this is going too fast too soon to be staying with you for an entire weekend.
You mean because of sex?
Not necessarily.
Oh, because I had that conversation.
You've had that conversation with him?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, we can save that for next week's podcast.
Ooh, a teaser.
My guess is that they've agreed that will not happen that weekend.
That's
my guess.
That what?
That you and he have agreed in advance that there will be none of that.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to be like really transparent about where I stand, my intentions, while he's here.
But you could make the same... I'm saying you could make the same argument for sex on a first date or anything like that by saying, I'm looking for a partner. Why not try it all? You know?
Right. Yeah.
And you're not advocating for that. You're just saying, let's just dive into the pool.
Yeah. Just see.
I mean,
here's the thing. It just feels right. Like, that's the thing. That's just going with my gut, and it just feels right. So that's what I'm going with.
Is he
going
to sleep in the bed with you, or is he going to sleep on the couch?
Or in a guest bedroom. She has a guest bedroom.
On the patio. Yeah. It's really looking nice.
There is a plethora of options, and we shall see.
Has that? But that's been discussed.
We'll see.
Wait. I'm asking a past tense question.
Oh.
Have you discussed the sleeping arrangements?
I have suggested that there are options.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Including your bed?
Yes.
I do feel like he'll be sleeping in her bed.
I can't imagine they're just like both like sleeping, texting FaceTiming from the other room. I feel like Tanya would totally FaceTime from the other room.
Could you imagine?
But I also trust Tanya to stick to her rule.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
It's not even a rule. It's just like I'm protecting my heart and like my expectations and my attachment. You know, like I have to protect myself in this because he doesn't live here and I don't know what this looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Long term, you know, so I just have to really protect myself, and I know that that's me protecting
but
myself.
It will be hard if there's physical chemistry.
I am aware of the inner strength that I will have.
All right,
good.
Looking forward to a follow. Well, we'll have a podcast before the follow up of that, but
I'm so sad you're not going to be here that weekend.
I'm going to be here some of the time.
Will you be back for the podcast? Because that's going to be a very important podcast. The first podcast after the weekend together.
Yeah. Actually,
key.
I think I literally made my schedule before even all of this that I would be back for the podcast.
Good. July 29th. Everyone needs to circle that day on their calendar.
Yeah, I'm back. I'll be back on the 29th.
That will maybe our highest rated podcast ever.
Stress.
We have not gotten to the fact that you guys are going to swap diets.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Why don't we do that next?
Yes. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum,
the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. So I've been like really trying to change up my like sleeping habits lately. Mm-hmm. And some nights I really like my bed to be one way, and then other nights I like it to be the other way. And since I'm single, I can sleep on both sides of the bed. And like,
but you're not supposed to. You're supposed to leave space for your future husband, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but I'm saying like one night I sleep on the left side, it's a little firmer. And then on the right side, I like to keep it a little cooler. So then I'll just like flip flop.
So sleep number allows you to do the different firmness on each side.
Exactly.
And that way you can switch even during the night if you want to.
If I wanted to. Wow. I like to stay put. I'm a really a polite sleeper, even though I have sans someone in my bed. but I'm a very polite sleeper. Good. So I really enjoy my sleep number bed. And I know that a lot of couples disagree on mattress firmness. So Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, like I was saying. So it's just right for both of you. The Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart. They sense your every move and automatically adjust to you. So it's keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Sleep Number has been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power.
I can confirm this. I went to jdpower.com and looked at 2018 award information.
Wow. And there it is. Mm-hmm. So come in during the lowest prices of the season, where a queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $1,299. Save $400. That's a lot of dollars. But it's only for a limited time. You'll find Sleep Number at any of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/Becca. Again, that's sleepnumber.com/Becca.
We're back from that short break. Okay, so I saw this girl on Instagram. She is I believe she's vegan. She's like super healthy, like eats
very similar to you in how you eat. And she did a video and it was like, I swapped diets with my best friend for the day. And her best friend, I think, is more like me and eats very unhealthily. And so I presented Tanya with an idea that we should swap diets for the day. And basically, we choose what each other eats for
breakfast,
all of our meals,
lunch,
and snacks,
and dinner. And so the whole day.
Oh, yeah, the whole day.
Okay, I think we should hammer it out on the podcast.
Great.
Like now, like,
here we go.
What does breakfast
look like? Yeah, but you told me we can't do it till after your home visit.
Oh, yeah, I can't do this before my home visit.
She thinks one day he's going to ruin it all.
It's going to mess my stomach up. I just can't.
So you're trying to be in the best possible shape you can be in for when he arrives.
Yeah. And like, also, I just got my period, so I'm so bloated and like just literally could not feel worse. So eating Becca's diet, I feel like just is going to mess me up.
But it's great, kind of, that you just got your period, right?
Timing wise, it's extraordinary.
Great.
Yeah. Timing wise, it's fantastic.
Right, I'm putting together a chart. And on the side, I'm putting breakfast, lunch, dinner. And on top, I'm putting Becca, Tanya. All right, so Tanya, what will Becca's breakfast be on this day?
Becca's breakfast is going to be oatmeal.
Flavored or plain?
Player's choice. Ooh. Whatever she wants, yeah. I'll let her eat whatever kind of oatmeal she wants.
Yeah,
she wants to get sugar.
Lax,
yeah.
For you, so.
Oh, really?
Good. You shouldn't be. I would have been strict about that.
Fine. Gluten-free.
Ooh.
Oat. Plain oat.
Gluten-free plain oatmeal.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
With berries.
Blueberries?
Whichever berries.
No, will you stop with the whichever?
What?
You need to tell her what it's going to be.
Okay, blueberries.
This is what you eat every day for breakfast.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, Tanya and I do not see eye to eye on oatmeal. We get in heated discussions regularly about it because she feels the need to radiate her oatmeal with a microwave.
I put mine in the microwave.
She decides that's the better way to do it. Where I say if you add hot water to it, it's better because then you're not adding radiation
microwave.
To your...
But I like it because it makes it fluffier.
It takes half the time.
Yeah, I only like microwave.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Of course, I like...
All right, there's your... Anything else for breakfast, Rebecca?
Just
oatmeal and berries.
Hogging down some oatmeal and I'm just on my way for the next...
Yeah, I mean, we can't overstuff each other. Like, you can't tell me I need to eat a whole turkey for dinner. Like, that's insane.
Okay, Becca, what is Tanya's breakfast on this day?
Tanya will have a Jack in the Box breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
That is sick.
And a Dr. Pepper.
That's sick.
Oh my God. Dr. Pepper. Oh, the Jack in the Box breakfast sandwich is fantastic. It's so good.
Oh, it's a croissant. A croissant.
Oh, the croissant. Yeah. Okay, we're going to be specific. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is...
Those are delicious.
Sick.
The Dr. Pepper I would have a real hard time with. At 7
I haven't had a soda since like 2002.
Yeah, I've had maybe three since 97 is when I stopped soda. So I've had like three since, but yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Okay, so what's my snack? What's my snack?
A mid-morning snack?
Yeah, you got to eat in between meals.
Great.
Well, since she did the Jack in the Box, I'm going darker now with you. You get celery and carrot sticks.
Wait a second. You don't have celery and carrot sticks.
Yeah, you have to do what you would eat. This isn't
I'll tell
like
you exactly what she
me.
Would eat mid-morning.
An apple.
But a sliced apple. She will not eat a apple out of her hand.
Oh, no, I can't because I chipped my tooth, so I do have to slice it anyway.
Okay, sliced apple, great.
Do I get peanut butter or just plain?
Just plain.
Okay.
You put lemon on it if you want.
Do you ever put... I feel like you've put
nothing.
Like almond butter. No? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Seems like a lie, but okay.
Sliced apple. That's the mid-morning breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The snack.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right. And Tanya's mid-morning snack is? She won't be hungry for it because that stomach's going to be churning.
This is sick.
For a snack, what would I have?
Yeah. Now, for you, a mid-morning snack is about 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to be like at least considerate that
I know what it would be.
Time.
The last time I was at your house, you had like those little Oreo thins.
Oh God!
In the morning?
No, this is like afternoon.
Yeah, my afternoon snacks are stronger than my morning.
Yeah,
snacks.
Oh, okay.
Please, Tanya. Okay. Oreos in the morning?
Well,
are you
see,
crazy?
Like the croissant is like salty, so I'd probably go with like a like maybe like some sort of Nutri-Grain bar or something.
Oh.
Like a berry Nutri-Grain bar.
All right. I think you got off easy there, Tanya.
Just wait till the afternoon.
Tanya's gagging, but those are, I mean, they're not,
It's not bad.
Yeah, compared to the Dr. Pepper and the, yeah. All right, Barry Nutri-Grain Bar. Great. All right. Hey, look at that, lunchtime. time for lunch. Let's see. What, Becca, maybe you should go first on this one because she went first for breakfast.
Tanya, no, we've been going in an order.
Have we?
Yeah.
But it's not fair that she has to lead off every meal.
That's true.
But it's just the reality. It's just like we're just being honest about what we eat.
That's right. You go first.
You go first.
Okay. For lunch, what sounds good for lunch? I'd probably get like a Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell for lunch. And what will you be ordering from Taco Bell?
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Is this real? This is really what you eat, huh?
I swear.
It's not.
I'll show you my Postmates history.
Wow. Crunchwrap Supreme. Great.
And the nachos and cheese.
That's on the side. Yeah, the nachos and cheese. Mm-hmm, sure.
And a Dr. Pepper.
And another Dr. Pepper. All right. Oh, man.
She's going to get a cleanse. She's going to feel great. Are you kidding me?
It is going to be a cleanse of a sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different kind
of
cleanse.
It's all coming out.
All right. Becca is going to have a vegetable stir fry, which includes broccoli, cauliflower. Your choice of these. You can have all or none. Or, I mean, all
Wait,
or
is
one.
Is she making this from scratch?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, you can buy it. You could probably buy it. They make them at you can get them at Whole Foods and pre-made. But just vegetables.
But not frozen. You're not talking about a frozen.
Correct.
Stouffer's.
Steamed or on a pan, with a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper.
Only broccoli and cauliflower?
Broccoli, cauliflower, peas.
Snap peas, kale,
green beans, onion.
Is there any protein in this?
Asparagus, no protein.
No tofu, nothing?
Nope. All veggies.
All veggies, okay. Veggie stir fry. Becca, how do you feel about that?
I love vegetable stir fry. I make vegetable stir fry.
One of you is clearly winning this.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Okay. Veggie stir fry.
It would have been fine to do one fast food thing, but the fact that there's three is aggressive.
Three? We're only at two so far.
I can only imagine.
Okay, do you want me to change the breakfast?
It's fine. Let's keep going.
Because I can do a Pop-Tart with butter on it if you want to change the breakfast.
That might be better because starting me off with that, I think is going to crush me.
Okay. We're going to do a strawberry Pop-Tart toasted with butter.
Oh my gosh. Tanya, your thoughts?
Fine.
Oh.
I think it's better than Jack in the Box.
Dr.
Pepper stays. Yep.
Is it a full can she has to drink?
No. Just like a cup.
Add black coffee to my oatmeal while we're at it.
Fair enough. Black coffee.
I love a black coffee. Gives me a nice cleanse in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dr. Pepper. And just like a glass of it. Okay.
Anything else with the afternoon stir fry, the veggie stir fry for lunch, Tanya?
You know what I would do? I would buy a 2-liter Dr. Pepper so it's just always on hand for a good pour.
Smart. Okay. You'll polish that off in a day, probably that day. Nothing else. No side dish to the veggie stir fry. Beverage?
Probably water if I know her.
Probably water.
It's probably water.
I'm going to have the worst headache that day.
Suck it down. All right. Let's get to your afternoon snack.
Is that me? Yeah.
Half of an avocado. I'm just trying to be real about what I eat in a day.
You eat half an avocado?
Yeah.
Wow. Scooped out? You cut it in half and you scoop out?
Yeah.
With a spoon?
Or I put in cubes. Maybe throw a little... Everything but the bagel seasoning on it if you want. Oh. Salt, pepper, whatever.
All right. Fair enough.
Sounds like that's going to make me gag, but...
That sounds pretty good to
texture
me.
Texture seems off, but... Uh-huh. For my snack, I would normally have a little bowl of Gardetto's or Fire Hot Cheetos, so you can choose which one.
I don't even know what a Gardetto is. Is a Gardetto a flower?
No, it's the little snack. It's the brown things, little brown... No, y'all don't know what Gardetto is. It's like Chex Mix, kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I can picture that.
It is?
It's a snack. It's a snack mix of
some
sort. Oh,
okay. Yeah, they're delicious.
All right, so Gardetto's or?
Or Fire Hot Cheetos.
I think I know what she'll choose there. Yeah. I think she's going Gardetto's. Okay. All right, and now it's dinner time. So here we go. Who goes first?
I'm just trying to think what would be a nice dinner to round out the evening, round out the day. I'll go first.
All right.
I'm going to have a Pizza Hut pizza.
All right.
thin crust.
Danielle's like dying.
Thin crust.
What are your toppings?
She can do whatever she wants.
No, whoa. Come on, Becca. This is no time to let off the gas here.
Okay, you're right. Thin crust.
Because she'll go
pizza,
spinach, mushrooms, exactly. All the vegetables.
Yes.
Okay, she can do cheese.
Of course.
Pepperoni.
Yes.
And then she has the option. Sometimes add pineapple and sometimes add green peppers.
Okay. She'll choose peppers, I think.
I'm just going to choose pepperoni plain. I can't do peppers or pineapple.
Oh, really?
Okay, what am I having for dinner?
You're going to have.
Oh, I know what you're about to do to me, I think.
What?
I don't know, girl. I'm not giving you ideas.
Give me the idea.
No.
The soup?
No. What is it? Just hit me.
Well, if we're really playing by what I would eat.
Yeah.
It would be country vegetable soup from the farmer's market.
That would be your whole dinner.
That would be my whole dinner.
How do I get that?
I have some. Oh. No problem. It's frozen. Just unfreeze it. Or I'm toying between some sashimi. But I feel like you like that.
Is that just like raw?
Yeah. Mm. Tuna sashimi. Tuna sashimi is where it's at.
So what, no soup or both?
What if I gag?
Are you kidding me? Like, I'm not going to gag eating
you
all
delicious
that stuff. Taco
options.
Bell? The last time I ate Taco Bell was hamster.
You're
going to
love
wasted.
It. And you're going to be like, you're going to be like.
You were hamster wasted?
I meant to say hammered.
Oh. I don't either. Hamster wasted. You're going to be like so thrilled as you're tasting everything, being like, I would have never eaten this had I not had this.
Oh, if I had
glory.
To pick one, I'd pick Becca's in a heartbeat for sure.
Yeah.
Except for the Dr. Pepper, I'm fine with everything.
Really?
So delicious. So soup and sashimi or just sashimi?
It's a gross combo.
It is a pretty gross combo. I feel like I'd have to go. I have to go like all Asian on the.
Okay.
I'll just do soup. I'll just be nice.
All right,
give her the soup.
The soup. All right, great. All right. No sides, no carbs, no protein, nothing with that one. Just the soup.
Yep.
All right. There we go.
Pure starvation.
Is there a late night snack?
I mean, yeah, let's add a late night snack because. My late night snack is Jenny's ice cream brambleberry, which I feel like is very thoughtful to you.
Brambleberry.
Bramble.
Can
yeah.
I get like bramble. Chocolate or something? If I'm going to go ice cream, if I'm going to give myself diarrhea, can I at least have the choice of a nice flavor that I'm going to enjoy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
But you can't get the dairy free one.
Fine.
Jenny's ice cream.
Jenny's.
Yeah. Or you can do McConnell's.
Okay.
Since it's right by the house.
Great.
This looks good. The brambleberry ice cream.
Oh my gosh. It's literally wow. the best ice cream.
Is it brambleberry crisp? Is that what you get?
Yes. And yeah. it has like pie crust with
yeah.
jam.
Oh, that looks oh. great.
Mm. Okay. What's my late night snack to fill me up before bed?
What would I, if I wanted to like a little sweet treat, what would I eat?
Probably a little square of dark chocolate.
Probably. But I was thinking like pink berry or something like that.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
I know you like that.
Yeah.
I really got off easy on this one.
But like, I'm just trying to be realistic to like what I would actually eat. You know, like I could tell her to eat like a piece of grass, but like I don't eat that. You know,
right? No, I understand.
So pink berry with like probably the chocolate hazelnut flavor.
Oh yes.
With some Nutella and cookies and cream.
I think Becca wins. So when are we doing this?
Well, she said she can't do it till after her
after screen time.
Yeah,
so the 29th is our big return where we talk about the weekend with Dr. Yeah. Screen Time. So maybe it's that week.
Maybe it's that week. Yeah, yeah.
But we have to film it. Like this is something we film.
So we should probably do it on a weekend where we're together for the day. We'll figure out
it on our phone separately. It's just like filming you eat it, so I know it's propping your phone up whilst. In your language, ingesting.
Oh, okay. Fine. You don't want to do it together? Works for me.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
I don't know what that means. I'd like to do it together. We just don't have the same schedules unless we'd have to do it on a Saturday or Sunday.
Works for me.
Luckily, I didn't choose Chick-fil-A because wouldn't it be possible on a Sunday?
I would rather Chick-fil-A than Taco Bell.
Well, you don't get that.
You should do a Saturday or Sunday so you can record it together and you don't have to worry about her other jobs. I think that's a good idea.
So just she's just getting to order, relax, and I'm in the kitchen.
No, I said you can order this stir fry. Like you can get all that stuff from like Gelson's, Whole Foods, anything around.
I can't even
it.
Help you make it.
Yeah, and I'm giving you your dinner. Like I'm literally handing you your dinner on a silver platter. Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay. The frozen soup. What a gift.
It's all organic, non-GMO.
I'm so excited. Vegan. This is so exciting. You're going to feel great. Energetic.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, while we're talking, sorry, I had no transition there. I tried. I attempted one. I failed. Third love is what we need to talk about right now.
Okay. Well, you know what is so sad? I need to order a new third love strapless bra because somebody stole mine.
Oh my gosh, that is devastating.
And you know why they stole it is because it's the best. I've been raving about this strapless third love bra for so long and somebody stole it. I don't know, because how do you just lose a bra?
Was it in the laundry and they stole it? No, you have a private washer dryer, don't you, in the unit?
Yeah, somebody stole it.
Who's been in your apartment?
I don't know.
Could it be from the gym?
Could be a scrubbing in listener heard you talk about third love.
And they needed it, yeah.
Cheeky. So
they probably needed it. They probably needed it more than you needed it, yeah. So you can order another.
But why I think my third love bra is so good is because third love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and a premium feel. Third love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes.
Yeah, and you can skip the trip, so you can find your fit with Third Love's online fit finder, order, and try on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences, because what's worse than that?
Nothing.
Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test, and if you don't love it, you can return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need.
Third Love's team of experts, they're called fit stylists. They're dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit, and returns and exchanges are free and easy. They're here for the comfort and the quality. That's hands down the most comfortable bra that you'll own. I can vouch for that. Strapless bras are the pits, but my third love one is, what's the opposite of the pits? The heavens. straps that won't slip and tagless labels, no itching. They're lightweight, super thin memory foam cups, mold to your shape, and are proprietary to Third Love.
The strapless bra, did it not slip down at all? Is that what you love about it?
Like, literally everything about it. It wasn't annoying. I didn't have to like fiddle with it. Like, it just fit. I always feel like with strapless bras, my boobs, like, it's always bigger than my boobs.
Yeah. This it always slides. Yeah.
Sans.
Well, Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today.
And when it comes to KiwiCo, I know you two have a lot to talk about with this, but I got to tell you, summertime, I made it less than 24 hours before I got my first I'm bored from one of the kids. School ended on like a Thursday at 2, and by noon on Friday, Dad, I'm bored. KiwiCo will stop the I'm bored from coming from your kids.
I actually gave these, I gave one to my niece and one to my nephew last time I saw them when I went down to San Diego. My sister was like, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, they're amazing for kids, but like, they're pretty good for adults too. They like really, they make you, it's just like a craft. It's like using your mind that you really haven't used for that in a long time, because everyone's on their phones or playing video games. It like really kind of triggers that part of our brain that we've kind of let go
to the wayside.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's great for with your kids too. It's great to do with your kids. It's something you can do together where you're both getting something out of it. They're not bored. They're having fun. It's great.
Totally. It's such a brilliant idea. It's a subscription box for the kids. And like I said, I think for everyone can benefit from these. Our kids are the future, and it's our job as adults and parents, that Mark is in this group.
Thank you.
To prepare them for the world and for things that are happening in their life.
Yeah. So KiwiCo creates these super cool hands-on projects like we were talking about for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. So STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. They're designed by experts and tested by kids. There's no need to research or worry about gathering all the supplies because they are literally all in the box.
There's a new box each month. Each month, the kid in your life receives a new fun and engaging project with all the supplies they need to challenge themselves creatively. I love this because, like, think about how excited we as adults get receiving a package or our subscription boxes and seeing what's inside. How awesome. I mean, even remember as a kid getting these packages, how exciting it was times like 10 compared to what we feel now to get their own box that they get to open and see what's inside. Like, What a treat.
Any mail is so exciting for kids in a package. Totally. And yeah. Brooklyn and I have always had a thing where we draw together. That's been a thing her whole life. So the doodle crate is perfect for us because you can experiment with art and design techniques, and it's perfect.
Yeah. So KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything that they want to be. There's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 a month, including shipping. So for our listeners, you can go to KiwiCo.com/Becca to get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, it's KiwiCo.com/Becca and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/Becca.
Anything else you two want to discuss before I hit these emails? They're a little different, these emails this week.
I'm sure I'll think of something as we're calling time of death, but as of now, I don't have anything because I'm on a high from that diet chain. Diet change.
Well, Tanya, this is for you. Okay. Becca, you can hang out of this one because it's about you.
Oh.
Oof.
Jade says in this week's podcast, Becca shared that her relationship isn't necessarily a big secret. It's just private and that everyone in her life knows about it. I'm curious. Has Tanya met and hung out with Becca and her significant other? Can she share what she loves about them and how they are around each other, etc.? This is kind of an end around to get you to talk about it.
Do you care? Yeah, do you care if I share?
She's loopholing right now, Jade is.
I mean, I trust you.
Right, right. Okay. Here's what I'll share. Obviously, I have hung out with them together a lot. So the answer to the first part is yes. I love. I'm obsessed. But here's the one thing that I will say that makes me so happy, Rebecca. I feel like for the beginning of our friendship, mm-hmm. you were, when I would always talk about like the big relationship I had in my life and how like how in love I was and like all those things that came with that relationship, I feel like you were always kind of like, am I ever going to mm-hmm. like, I don't know if I'm capable of having those feelings for somebody. Uh-huh. And now seeing her like this, I see that you are capable of having those feelings. Uh-huh. And it's been such like a... No, I'm serious. It's been so, I can't even explain to you how happy it makes me to see you that way.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
Because for so long, we both were kind of like, well, maybe you don't have it in you. Like, maybe that's just not your personality. And it's just like, that's not how it's going to be. But I think it takes the right person to bring that out of you, obviously. And like, and that's where you are. And it's so wonderful. And it makes me, I could not be happier for you.
Thank you. That makes me happy.
Did I do okay?
You did a great job.
Okay.
That was very sweet. Bree wants you to know that she's, for Tanya's birthday, Tanya Rad's Song of the Day playlist on Spotify. I've been working on this curated playlist since last November. And because Tanya does so much for so many people, I've been working on this for her. Because a day sans Tanya is no day at all.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
How do I find this playlist?
Spotify, I guess. I don't know.
That's song so nice.
Day. I think it's Tanya Rad's Song of the Day is the playlist title. Let's see if we can find it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to have you help me with that.
There are a lot of songs on there.
Looking right at it. Beautiful picture of you is the album art, Tanya.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you guys right now.
Oh my gosh, cute.
That's so nice.
What is a long playlist?
Take a nice run with that one.
That was really sweet, Bree.
Yeah, thanks, Bree. That's really sweet. It's a great gift.
All right, and this one's from Travis. He says, my girlfriend Lindsay and my one-year anniversary is coming up on July 5th. Oh, sorry. Missed that one. Anyway, they were hoping for a shout-out. She says, y'all love weird relationship stories, so here's our background. You know, we do love odd relationship stories, don't we? Mm-hmm. We both moved out to Denver from South Carolina and met out here. At least we thought. On one of my visits back to South Carolina, I jumped on a kickball team for just one game. A couple of years after this, Lindsay moved out to Denver and we met. A few weeks into our relationship, we found a picture from that game. Turns out that team I drank for was Lindsay's team. She and I never actually talked to each other, so we had no idea. Did you guys follow that?
What is drink for me?
I'm not sure what that did throw me as well.
Do you think he meant kicked for and it was a typo or something? Or played for?
Maybe, or maybe there's a lot of drinking in these kickball games. That would be a probability. Anyway, bottom line,
They'd already met.
They'd already met. Turns out they found a picture of themselves together when they were strangers. Now, I love when that stuff happens.
Me too. I love it.
That is so cool. Tanya.
What?
Dr. Screen Time and I
had a moment.
Have met prior to recent.
Really? Mm-hmm. And you have a picture of the two of
no,
you?
No, there's no. I think there is somewhere in the ether, but I don't know where it is. But yeah.
Wow. I saw a story on the internet a few years ago, but he was going through pictures of when his family used to go to the beach when he was like 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
And in the picture, turns out his now wife went to the same beach with her family when they were kids. They're like, oh, what a coincidence. They found a picture, and in the background, you can see that girl and her family. Isn't that crazy?
So weird.
We cross paths. So I've said crazy. Many times that Amy and I crossed paths at least 3 times before we actually met. And I think there's something to that.
Like, yeah. You know you did, or you think
we know
you
we
did?
We know for sure we did.
How?
It's a longer story, but so I did an improv show called Comedy Sports in Wisconsin. And if you're from Wisconsin, you know about it. And actually, there's a bunch of them around the country. And she was at one of our shows before we met, because when we did meet, she was like, oh, I saw you do a show. You were the host guy. I was like, oh, yeah, that was me. That was one. I also was conned into this, by the way, judging a beauty pageant in St. Francis, Wisconsin. Our midday woman at the radio station I worked at the time was supposed to do it. And then she said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Mark will do it. And then she called me and told me I was doing it. I was like, oh, really? Okay. So I went to this thing and I was a judge at a beauty pageant. And I've never felt more out of place than I did that day. But anyway, Amy knew somebody in the beauty pageant, so she was in the audience.
Whoa.
And they like introduced the judges, and I had to stand up and go, hi, yeah, how are you? Nice to see everybody. You know, and so she's, that's the guy. And then there was one, I think, and then we were both at the same Dave Matthews concert. I don't know that we actually passed each other, but we were there. Like, it's, you know, it's the universe trying to push you together, it seems like.
Wow.
And eventually, the universe succeeded.
Wow. That's cool.
It is cool. It makes you think about people that you may have crossed paths with mm-hmm. more than once. Mm-hmm. And probably, like, I don't know, Becca, maybe you have, you know, maybe you've crossed paths before you even knew each other. Is that possible?
No, I don't think so.
You don't know, though.
You don't think so?
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
You don't know.
I'm pretty
sure. There
might
be one. There might be one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know.
I'll sidebar.
And Tanya, you've already got one story, depending on where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? The people you walk next to at Whole Foods.
Totally.
That could be the person.
Totally.
Because the universe is trying.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Travis and Lindsay. Because
the universe succeeded in bringing you together. Yeah.
Yes, and you've been together a year, and congratulations. And sorry it took us 10 days
to congratulate you. But also, did you see the engagement that the couple met because one of the girls in the Scrubbing In group was trying to set someone up with her brother?
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up. Katie Vivian.
Yes, Katie Vivian. I found the post.
Read it.
Okay, so she says, okay, back again. About 15 months ago, I posted an ad, first photo, for a sister-in-law for myself, and you all came through.
I remember that. I remember that post.
Yeah, me too.
I want you to marry my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He began dating a girl that I set him up with through this group, and I updated you all. And here she posted photos and said, here's the second photo. This past weekend, my brother proposed to the girl that he met through this group.
You guys. That is wild.
I know. And she said, I still can't believe this actually happened. And I laugh anytime I think of their story. And she said, we should crash the wedding because she thinks it would be so fun.
Where is the wedding? Does it say? Where do they live? I'm not opposed to it if it's somewhere here.
Somewhere in the area.
Is that crazy?
I don't know
crazy?
Where Katie lives. And that might not even be where her brother lives, but that is so. Oh, here's Katie. Oh, Katie. Oh, Katie's in San Clemente.
Yeah. Could be.
Oh, if this is happening in Orange County, this is a doable situation.
This could be super cute. We show up in our scrubs.
I feel like that's respectful. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not respectful.
We're not Dirty John. Like, we don't show up in scrubs.
We could get like dressed scrubs made.
Ew.
That would be cute.
Yeah, it'd be really fun. We're going to need some more information on the wedding date.
Yeah, we need some details.
Keep us posted, Katie. That is really neat. If it wasn't for this podcast, those two would not be together today.
Or would they?
Because the universe would have found a way.
Yeah. Another way.
That's true.
That's really stinking cute.
Really stinking cute.
Really stinking cute.
Do you have any closing remarks for today's podcast?
I love you all so much.
Oh, we love you all so much. You still have another week. Or what are you doing to prepare for his visit?
Just getting my patio ready, essentially.
Twinkle lights.
Is that a euphemism or no? Just the actual your patio.
It's just like okay. My actual patio good. Ready, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see some of the songs that you put in this playlist, by the way?
I haven't looked at it yet.
The Way I Am, Charlie Puth.
Cute.
Back to Life, Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to love this playlist.
Yeah. Saturday Night, Khalid, Saturday Great. Nights.
I would just like to say that Tanya's birthday is coming up this Friday.
Thursday.
That is horrible to know because I have it in my calendar as Friday. Literally.
Well, it's the 18th. That's what you should remember.
Okay. Did you write somewhere on accident and say that it was the 19th or something?
No.
That would be weird.
Are you sure? Because I put it in my calendar specifically because I've always thought it was the 18th and I weirdly put it in my calendar because I thought I saw you say something like, it's the 19th.
No, why would I ever say that?
I don't know. Like it was a typo. Like you were typing it or something. Because I was like, oh my gosh, I was going to celebrate on Thursday.
You know, it was Thursday.
Oh my God. Thank God I said something. Tanya's birthday is this Thursday, everybody. If you also saw that post, disregard it. Wow.
So what should people do knowing it's her birthday? Should they?
What?
You said you want to let everyone know that it's her birthday on Thursday. And what is the call to action?
The call to action is to spam the Facebook group with happy birthday messages.
And just send her good thoughts.
And good thoughts and good vibes for her
good
visit
vibes.
With,
Dr. Screen Time.
Dr. Screen Time. And also because she and I get birthday anxiety for some reason, and
no,
we don't
man.
Want that this year.
No.
We don't. Sure don't.
Sure don't.
So that's that.
I know. Becca was like, what do you want to do? I was like, I feel like I need to do something like not about me. Like I was like, I want to go like to the children's hospital or like give blood or like just something.
Mm-hmm.
What about your birthday anxiety? So like, are you worried about that kicking in hardcore this week?
Yeah, and it's weird because it's not about the age. Like, I'm totally great. Like, every year, like, I'm happy to, you know, still be going. And it's not so much like, you know, everyone's like, oh, do you not want to get older? I'm like, I'm fine.
I think everybody deals with that to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with getting, I don't feel like I'm old.
But like everybody, like Erica stressed about 25. Like, everybody's got it, you know, they stress about ages, whatever it is.
No, I'm not stressed about my age for some reason. I think it's more
you
just
shouldn't.
Like,
I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I've given that up.
I think I just like really start to like, I like really just sit down and like reflect on my life. And it just like, I go into just like,
but it seems like things are going well, life-wise. Like I know your romantic life can always be better.
Yeah.
But work-wise, career-wise, friendship-wise, like things are good.
But even love life is like in a state of excitement.
Yeah. But I also feel like I just really like, I'm really hard on myself, obviously. And then I'm like even harder on myself around this time.
Mm-hmm.
My anxiety is, I think what I attached it to was the expectations of like what I thought people would do for my birthday.
Yeah, that's always awkward.
And then when it didn't happen, but like I didn't necessarily know what I wanted them to do. But when people would be like, what do you want to do? I'd always be like, oh, nothing. But then if they really didn't do anything, right, I was like right. So let down.
Mm-hmm.
I let go of that the last few years. But also like I kind of, everyone's like, stepped up and like done things for my birthday, so it's been fun. I haven't had that, but that's where mine used to come from.
Yeah,
because
I think I was actually talking with you this the other day, you and Sisney, and I was like, I feel like it's weird to be like, I'm having a dinner for my birthday, like come
right.
to
Planning
dinner
your own
yeah
stuff
it's just
weird.
Like weird. So then everyone always asks you what you're doing, and then it's just like I know
yeah.
And then all my friends are like all over the spectrum, and it's like I just don't want to, like, I don't know, it's just, it's weird. It's, we get it.
Yeah,
Becca and I are the same
in that regard.
In that regard.
When is your birthday?
October 30th.
Good birthday.
Uh-huh.
Halloween Eve.
Like how last year when I had us like write down our like,
oh,
goals,
yeah.
Like that is ideal to me.
Oh yeah. She loves like a sentimental. That was a fun day. The spa.
Yeah.
We like, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a fun day.
Like ideal.
Surprised you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good to know.
All right.
And now that I know it's on the right day. I am like so thrilled that I do you know what that would have done to me if I this whole time was planning Friday and then
Yeah.
Could you argue, no, I figured I'd wait till the weekend. That's why I celebrated Friday. You could have.
Well, I'm actually leaving Friday.
Oh, geez.
Where are you going Friday?
Gwen Stefani.
I don't know what that means.
It's not a place.
Gwen Stefani in Las Vegas.
Why aren't we partying in Las Vegas?
Do you want to?
I mean, I would have liked the option.
Okay, we can sidebar on this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, now that we all know, once again, let me reiterate, Tanya's birthday is Thursday, July 18th. She'll be
28. No.
Not 32. Oh, it's weird. It's 12:32.
Oh.
It's a sign.
And we got to call time of death quick. Time of death, 12:32. Did I call it right at 32 seconds too?
Oh, nice. I think you did.
Wow.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.